It's episode 254, and we've got plugins for Instagram feeds, Slack notifications, Twitter citations, ticket management, and a plugin that adds new features to Contact Form 7. It's all coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. I'm John Overall, coming to you direct from the non-burning part of Canada.
And from Southern California, the sunny shores of Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
Well, you know, we've got this great big ball of fire up in Alberta right now, burning up a massive chunk of Canada, unfortunately. Mm. As the memes went across the internet, you know, they heard that Trump was going to be the presidential candidate for the Republicans, so Canada set itself on fire.
Right, just so the Americans wouldn't move there.
It's a bad fire. My brother's actually up there fighting in it. He's part of the emergency responders up there. So,
Well, hopefully they can get that out soon.
Well, the weather's changed. It's raining for them, so it'll probably be out in a week or two, and actually a week, and then they can start putting it back together. They evacuated over 80,000 people got evacuated.
Wow.
Wow. Big, massive city. That's where all the oil comes from, too. Hmm. Most of our oil in Canada comes from that area.
Wow.
So anyway, we've got a great show for you here today, and right off the top, don't forget, you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com, and if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, we'd greatly appreciate the little thumbs up button in the corner or leaving a note on their website, or if you listen to us through the iTunes store, please stop in there and give us a review.
Absolutely. Those reviews do help. They help us with the rankings and make sure that we are in the top three. And that obviously brings a wider audience to us. So we would appreciate that. Also, remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And, of course, a little bit of self-promotion. Don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. I, myself, make a living helping people fix it when it's broke. If you need some emergency support, either your website's broke, hacked, or cracked, or something else has gone wrong, or if you just need some great advice, pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729.
And one thing I've got to say is I'm getting very near the launch time for the Membership Coach site. So if you want to go to membershipcoach.com, you can sign up to the pre-launch, and you'll also get the Membership Fundamentals course absolutely free. It is over 4 hours of content, over 60 different lessons involved in that, and it covers every single aspect of the basics of a membership site, what makes it up, what things do you have to worry about, and it's a really good introduction to some of the other content that I've got produced within the membership site course. So if you'd like to go to membershipcoach.com, I have a pre-release sign-up form, and you can expect to hear from me a couple times before launch, because I always put a state of the site up every 10 days or so in terms of that. So I would really, really appreciate it if you have any interest in creating a membership site, if you already have a membership site that's probably not getting the velocity that you expected, if you're looking for help in terms of how to best market your membership site, I've got all of the answers for you. And why do I have all the answers, John? Because I've already made all those mistakes.
That's the best way to get the answers.
Yes, in terms of my client work. So head on over to membershipcoach.com.
All right, check it out. And, of course, this show here, now that we've finally reached the peak, we have sponsors for the show. We have a sponsor this time. And the sponsor for this show is Captain Form. It's a WordPress form plugin created by 123 Contact Forms. And I actually reviewed this plugin several episodes back. Just go into the search on the website and search for 123 Contact Form. Gave it a pretty decent review. The plugin requires no add-ons functionality. It is a third-party SAS, which allows you to create the forms over at their website and in the account there, and then you would place them into your website with short codes. It's a pretty decent one. It integrates with Google Drive, Salesforce, Dropbox, MailChimp, and payment processors such as PayPal, AuthorizeNet, Stripe, and more. And you can check it out at CaptainForm.com, and there's a link in the show notes for it. Also, it is the only plugin in its niche that provides advanced features directly from the core product. The plugin is suitable for WordPress beginners, but also great for developers and designers. Security is included with it, so all plans include SSL encryption for transfer of your data securely for your forms, and they offer great customer support even in the free options you can get with this plugin. So check it out at CaptainForm.com.
Yeah, it's a great plugin. Yeah. Very nice.
It is a nice form plugin. It is. Check it out. Now, we also have a segment here for our donors. And this week, we do have a donor who has exceeded the $50 amount to be announced on the show. Great. So we'd like to thank John Palmer from WhoosieWagger.com for his donation of $50. I actually went and checked out his website. It's a pretty cool website. It's got a great collection of music that is very eclectic. I'm not sure if it's his or not. Hey, John, if you're listening, please send me some information on that. I couldn't find an about page on your website to find out more, and I'd really like to know more about the music and the videos and the other things that I discovered there. So check out WhoosieWagger.com.
Yes, thank you so much, John. We do appreciate your donation. It does definitely help out with the show. We take all of our sponsor money and the donation money, and it goes right back in the show. It never hits our pocket, never hits our gas tank or anything like that. We definitely are using it to rebuild the infrastructure of the show.
And starting coming in about 2 weeks, you'll start seeing the transcripts of the show start appearing back into the show notes. So
Excellent. Look
for those. Those
Great.
Are coming up, and those are getting paid for by you, the donors, and the sponsors of the show. Mm-hmm. So we've got a lot of things coming, but hey, keep it coming, folks. Thanks a lot. And for all those who came in under $50, thanks a lot. You know who you are. We really appreciate your help.
That's right. Okay, John. Well, no big news this week.
Oh, there is big news this week.
What? What's your big news? What?
WordPress 4.5.2 dropped.
Oh, that's right.
That was big news. It turns out that it seems my email is the administration on a crap load of WordPress websites.
It reminds you of that, does it?
Every time a security release is released, all of a sudden my inbox fills up and I go, God, I got to deal with this sooner or later. And then, of course, I usually delete them and forget all about it.
Right.
But this is not just a simple point release. This is a security fix. If you didn't get automatically updated, you need to do it as soon as possible. It fixes two cross-site scripting vulnerabilities. And they need to be addressed as soon as you can possibly do it, because one of them has to do with something that can occur on your website, and I'm trying to bring it up right now. It's the there was a problem with the uploading of images, the media element. It's a third-party library used for media players. So WordPress has addressed it from their point of view, but a lot of times it's at the server's end too. So you need to look into it if your server has not kept themselves up to date. So
I also want to bring something else up, too, that I did 3 days ago get a notification from WP Engine on one of the sites that I had because I had Yoast installed, Yoast SEO. And they are saying that there is a serious vulnerability in it. And they say that basically the stable version is 3.2.5, and all versions prior to 3.2.5 are vulnerable. So that's definitely something that you want to pay attention to if you are using Yoast and you don't have it updated to the latest version. Please do so.
And it's no longer Yoast. It's now Monster.
SEO? Really? He bought the whole thing?
Yeah, he bought the whole SEO plugin. They've rebranded it.
Oh my gosh.
Inside the dashboard, they initially stuck this lime green icon in there, which upset a lot of people.
Yeah.
And they've changed the color of the icon, but I remember it. He bought the whole plugin.
Well, that would be Saeed Balki, who runs, what is his site? WP Beginner. And he also owns Opt-in Monster, which I think is the rebranding.
And that's why they bought this plugin, because they're tying it to their Opt-in Monster.
It's interesting.
I remember reading about that a few weeks back.
Well, in any event, if you're using that plugin, it's time to update.
Get it up to date. All right, well, that's pretty much it. We don't have any listener feedback this week, but remember, folks, if you want to get here on the show for listener feedback, go to the website, go to the bottom there, and click the button for SpeakPipe, and leave us a SpeakPipe, or send us an email. We'll take them either way.
That's right. In the meantime, I think it's time to roll, John. Time to get down.
Meat and potatoes time. Off we go, then. All right, the first plugin I've got here this week is a premium plugin. It was sent in by Dmitry Koskin, and it's called InstaShow. And this plugin here allows you to bring Instagram feeds into your website. And when I was checking this out, I thought, okay, this is another one, Instagram feed plugin. Well, this one is one of the best ones I've seen. It's really flexible. You get to choose the source of Instagram you're going to display in your website, and it can be any username, any hashtag, or a specific URL to a specific Instagram picture. You can exclude images using conditions, limit the number of photos to show. You can exclude them with the same thing, username, tags, hashtags, anything like that. You can choose what image size to show, how it displays them, how many columns it puts them in. It offers up Visual Composer support, so you can use Visual Composer and some of those newer, fancier themes to place this. You can create a short code and place it into your site. All in all, with the checks I've done with it and the way it displays, I found this to be a pretty great plugin for bringing Instagram feeds into your website for those of you that use Instagram. Check it out. I had to give this one a top 5 dragon rating, InstaShow.
Very nice. Yeah, that seems to be something that's trending in terms of a lot of new features people want to implement Instagram into their site.
Instagram's where a lot of people put their photos, Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to bring something forward to the table. It's called Inline Click to Tweet, another social plugin. And this plugin basically adds a button to your visual post editor, your visual editor within the post edit screen. Mm-hmm. And here's what you do. If you know, oftentimes we just leave it up to the individual user in terms of tweeting an article or tweeting a blog post. And usually it doesn't really give that descriptive information. Instead, what this does is it allows you, the post editor, to highlight some text within the article and then put that in between short codes. You basically highlight the text and then you press the button that's in the editor's toolbar, and you'll be shown a couple of customization options. And when you hit OK, it's actually highlights that particular line. So let's just say, you had a really good quote that you wanted to use. And then once they click that, they will actually tweet that quote.
Oh, cool.
Along with the link to the content. So you get to shape it in terms of that. You get to put the hashtag on there. You get to put an @ in terms of sending it to you as well to let you know that somebody tweeted that out. So it's very cool. Lets you get full control over what gets tweeted and how, and really lets you highlight the best talking points parts of your article. Fantastic plugin. Inline Click to Tweet. Gave it a 5 out of 5.
Very nice. I actually like that. And I've been looking for something to add to my Twitter stuff, so I will give that one a shot.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The next plugin I've got is another premium plugin. This one was sent in by Daniel McCready, and it's called Woo Ticket Studio. This is a ticketing plugin to add to your WooCommerce website. And what it does is if you have events and you want to manage the tickets on your own website, this may be just the plugin for you. It allows you to create and sell tickets with your WooCommerce site. And in the process, your users can print out their tickets, bring them to your event, and then with a QR code scanner on your phone, you can scan the QR code printed on the ticket and instantly updates it to your website that says that ticket has been used. Which is a very nice feature to help you gain control of who's using the tickets so that people can't print a dozen of them and try to scam you. So you can use it to brand your tickets, fully customize the CSS in them. It's a pretty great plugin. A lot of the little bits and pieces seem to be there for it, even maps for people to help find your event. All in all, a great ticketing plugin to add to a WooCommerce website, and it's one that looks like it's going to be added to one of my clients' websites because they have events and wanted a way to control their tickets without having to go through a third party. check it out. I gave this a 4-dragon rating. It's a Woo Ticket Studio.
Great. Okay, I want to talk about an add-in to one of the most common form plugins that are out there, and that is Contact Form 7. This plugin is called Save Contact Form 7, and it's totally free, and it keeps track of all the forms that are created through Contact Form 7. It has a really nice drop-down. You can select any form, and the data populates itself in terms of how much effectiveness your form has had. And what it does is it also creates a column name in your Contact Form 7 field that helps you kind of see a little bit better in terms of your results screen. A lot of people look at the entries. If they have gravity forms, you can see everything in terms of what somebody's entered by those different columns on that screen. So this allows you to do that as well. It also gives you a lot of different save features that you didn't typically already have with Contact Form 7 as well, which means that you can export all of the entries to a CSV file and also single or individual or group export into PDF as well, which really helps out. And that's something Contact Form 7 never did before, and now it does. So I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That's great. I don't use Contact Form 7, but I do run into clients that do use it, so can be quite useful for them.
Yep. Great way to batch out all of your responses in one file.
Excellent. All right. The final plugin I've got today is another premium plugin that was sent in to us by a listener. This was sent in by Tariq Hassan, and it's called WPERP. This is a plugin that will allow you to bring a complete content CRM, client relation CRM. Oh, God, I can't get the acronym out of my head and to translate it into words. Content relation management system. Relation management system. There we go. And it includes modules such as human resource management, customer relations management, accounting, billing, project management. It has extensions for custom fields. It integrates into MailChimp, HubSpot, Gravity Forms, SMS, and more. Now, I didn't go into a complete full setup on this because I have my own CRM system, but the quick tests I did do on it show that this is a pretty robust plugin that is inside your WordPress website and allows you to grow it out. And if you're looking for a CRM system that you haven't settled on one yet, this might be the solution for you. It's pretty robust. It's still growing. It's a great plugin. It offers up some great reports, all the information you need, interconnection to many different places, and they're still adding stuff to it from what I read off their website. Check it out, WPERP, and I gave it a 4-dragon rating.
Excellent. So, John, I don't know how many websites you manage.
Way too many.
I have over 100 in my portfolio in terms of both personal and client projects. And I'm also a user of Slack. And Slack is a great communication platform. I talk to some of the back channels in terms of the contributors and coordinators within WordPress.
Right.
Got some, you know, other back channels in terms of Slack. But the one thing that I've done lately that helps a great deal that you can't typically get in WordPress alone is that I've hooked a bunch of these sites and used this plugin called Ultimate Slack Notifications. So here's what it does. Let's just say you have a network of maybe 10 websites or one. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't have to be a lot. You hook it into this, and basically what you do is you assign each site a username within Slack.
Nice.
And you invite that username to your space, a specific space. So you can call it as like WP-activity or something like that. So now what happens is that every notification within WordPress, so when someone logs in, when someone makes a post, when somebody fills out a specific form or maybe becomes a lead or anything like that in terms of registration, this plugin actually will ping Slack and write a little entry in terms of what that is, what the entry is. And it also simultaneously shows a desktop notification when all the events are fired within the WordPress site. So it really is a running log of everything that's going on within WordPress, and it does it with Slack. So this is good not only for you, but actually if you have clients and they have a site in terms of, you know, that you're managing and you want to put it in Slack, this gives them something to look at in terms of the activity that's happening on the site. And it gives them a kind of a continual running log. Now, in one instance, I had a sign-up form on one website, and it would indicate in Slack when a new lead had arrived. And so one client that I have in particular is actually using this Slack channel and using Chromecast, Google Chromecast, and takes the Slack screen and broadcasts it onto a television within their office so they can kind of see the activity that's running down throughout the day as they get it. So it really helps in terms of the flow. So no one has to go, well, what's going on? When's the last time we've had a lead? Blah, blah, blah. Those things are automatically populated onto that screen via Slack. So if you are a Slack user and you have multiple WordPress installations, I really, really recommend that you check this out. If anything, just for, you know, just to see what's possible in terms of Slack in WordPress. So it's called Ultimate Slack Notifications, and I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very cool. Yeah, I've tried to get my head wrapped around Slack, but it always seemed like too much information was coming in for me.
I'll show you one of these days. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, I know it's simple. My problem is I've got so much information coming at me from so many sources. I need to get a control on it.
Got it.
All right. Well, I don't have any promotional pitches for myself right now because, after all, I'm done with my marathon and I'm just moving on to going back to a normal runner's life. So that's really all I've got there.
All right. Same. Well, you know, I talked about it, membershipcoach.com, so just go there.
All right. Then we've got the show's sponsor, of course, Captain Form, a WordPress form plugin launched by 123 Contact Form. And it allows you to build and customize any type of form through their third-party SAS system, build the forms on their website. The plugin requires no additional add-ons. Functionality is enhanced. They have connections to Google Drive, Salesforce, Dropbox, MailChimp, and payment processors such as PayPal, AuthorizedNet, Stripe, and more. You can check them out at CaptainForm.com. It is the only plugin in its niche that provides advanced features directly from the core product. The plugin, suitable for WordPress beginners, but also great for developers and designers. Security and customers, helping their customers, very important aspects of their business. And all their plans include SSL encryption for secure transmission of your data back and forth with great customer support. And even their free options offer up all of these features for you. So check them out at CaptainForm.com.
Excellent. And let's go over the plugins, John, that we reviewed in this episode.
I jumped right past those without thinking. I covered up InstaShow, which I gave a 5.2, WPERP, which I gave a 4.2, and WooTicket Studio, which I gave a 4.2.
And I talked about Inline Click to Tweet, which I gave a 5 out of 5, Save Contact Form 7, which got a 4 out of 5, and Ultimate Slack Notifications, which got a 5 out of 5.
And, of course, the user reminders, don't forget you can find us in the iTunes store where we'd greatly appreciate your reviews to help the show out. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner or drop in on their website and leave us a review there.
Excellent. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, MarcusCouch.com, on Twitter, @MarcusCouch. And remember to follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by JohnOverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.